Several years ago, Megan Vogel won a state title in the 1600-meter track championship. Several weeks later, she competed in a 3200-meter race, but her legs were still weak, and she was in last place at the final turn. She looked ahead toward the finish line and saw the runner ahead of her, a girl by the name of Arden McMath. She was starting to struggle, and then she fell. Megan knew if a race official touched her to help her up, Arden would have been immediately disqualified. So she made the decision to help her to her feet, and together they walked the last 30 meters. Megan then pushed Arden across the finish line, thinking it was only right that she finished higher. There had been an official first place winner that day, but I think the real winner was Megan, victorious by helping someone else achieve their own victory first. The theme for this meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 is finding victory by first helping others find theirs, helping yourself by first helping others. But can you relate to Arden, the runner that collapsed, unable to reach the finish line? Or can you relate to Megan, giving up something you cherish in order to help someone else achieve their dream? Well, either way, you're in the right place here. So whether it's sunrise or sunset, you are already victorious by simply clicking play and setting aside these next 15 minutes to humble yourself before God in whispered meditation. Start by taking 3 deep belly breaths as your eyes move from open to soft gaze to finally closed. Just trust in this place of hope, this time of blessing, and meditations of victory in the presence of God, His Spirit, and His Son. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from 1 John chapter 5 and respond softly, Lord God, thank you for your indescribable gifts. Worthy are you, our Lord God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power. So, Lord God, thank you for your indescribable gifts. For you created all things, and because of your will, they exist. And Lord God, thank you for these indescribable gifts. Because of your will, all things were created and brought into being. So Lord God, thank you for all of these indescribable gifts. Continue on now, hiding in the secret room of your heart to humble yourself before God. Just find a time to be still, to be aware of what's around you, and be known by God. Be thankful for this indescribable gift of time. Time now before your Creator. Is your heart still racing, thinking back on the race that Megan and Arden were in? Which can you relate to? The runner collapsing in exhaustion, or the runner sacrificing a finish to help another? Well, be mindful for a moment of your thoughts and emotions around dashed victories and sacrifice. Take a note of what the Holy Spirit brings to mind. Feel no judgment. Just take a few seconds to simply note your emotions when you face exhaustion and the loss of a dream, a gift tossed aside. Now take this time to center your attention on God as He changes your mind and emotions to become those of Christ. Center on positive thoughts of service, hopeful feelings that you have after serving and helping others. Center too on your breathing, breathless whispers as you take deep belly breaths. Breathe out loss. Breathe in hope and encouragement and love for others. Surrender your breath as you exhale. And inhale the victory you have in Christ as you help others. Feel no judgment if thoughts drift back to your own selfish goals and dreams. Part of having the mind of Christ is learning how to move from selfishness to surrender, from pride to humility. So let any lingering thoughts of selfishness remind you to come back to thoughts of serving others as you pray with a breathless whisper, Lord God, thank you for your indescribable gifts. Center on the words indescribable gifts for the next few moments. Fix your heart now on listening to God's Word. This is the first of three readings from Holy Scripture. Listen for purpose in this second letter written by the Apostle Paul. It's an encouraging letter to the early church in Corinth, Greece, about how they repented of their own selfish pride and surrendered to God's path. Listen for a word for you from Paul within 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. From the New Living Translation. Dear my friend in faith, my friend sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, thank God for the gifts He has given you, gifts too wonderful for words. How did you feel hearing these words from Paul? Let them permeate your mind. Listen once more. Thank God for this gift too wonderful for words. Be mindful of your breathing as you linger over thoughts of service. Take this next minute to ponder the victory you have in Christ when you help others. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Christian Standard Bible to be shared as a prayer from you to the Lord, a prayer of thanks for the prayer of others for you. Dear Lord God, thank you for the prayers of those around me on my behalf. As the ministry of my fellow saints pray for me, they will have deep affection for you because of your surpassing grace in them. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. Humbly now, in your name, by your honor, and to your glory. Amen. Let your thoughts from this prayer from Scripture move you now into a hidden place of secret prayer. For the next minute, whisper your own prayer of thankfulness for the help of others, and for God's guidance as He grants you the strength to help others as well. Listening to this passage now a third time, take this time to rest in peaceful pondering. Notice what you feel, what you hear, and what you experience as you listen to this wider passage from the contemporary English version. What you are doing is much more than a service that supplies God's people with what they need. It is something that will make many others thank God. The way in which you have proved yourselves by this service will bring honor and praise to God. You believed the message about Christ, and you obeyed it by sharing generously with God's people and with everyone else. Now they are praying for you and want to see you because God used you to bless them so very much. Thank God for this gift that is too wonderful for words. What did you experience in this passage? What stood out to you? While resting in imaginative contemplation, reflect on those words again. You obeyed it by sharing generously with God's people and with everyone else. Let your mind drift back to that race for a minute. See Arden in front of you. See her struggle. See her stumble and fall. How do you feel picking her up? Walking her forward? Her weight in your arms? How do you feel taking those last few steps, pushing her across the finish line? Both of you now victorious in the eyes of God. Well, take this next minute to let this be your time of contemplation as the Holy Spirit brings into focus your own Arden. Who do you see ahead of you struggling, stumbling, and falling? Let this minute bring them into focus as you find the strength to walk towards them. Whether at the start or the end of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, Lord God, thank you for your indescribable gifts. Letting the words indescribable gifts guide you through the moments of sacrifice in the days ahead. Even in the midst of your own struggling and stumbling, what gifts has God given you that you can give to another? What victory has He given you that you can share? Well, ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at the beginning or the end of your day, be mindful of those around you in need of the gifts that you have been given. Look with expectation for opportunities to share the steadfast, immovable, and abounding strength in Christ with another. For it will be then and there that you will encounter true victory in God. Let me pray this benediction over you now, that you explore ways to minister to the fellow saints and those in need around you, ways to serve, ways to encourage, and ways to be thankful for the gifts that you've been given, and also ways to share them abundantly as you serve others. Now may the Lord bless you and save you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be merciful unto you. The Lord turn His countenance toward you and grant you His peace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be that which you encounter now and always. Amen.